News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, a special concert to mark the 40th anniversary of the Pogues' first album, Red Roses For Me, has been announced. The gig will take place at the Three Arena in Dublin on December 17th. I caught up with one of the founding members of the Pogues, Spider Stacey. I began by asking him to tell us about the concert.
Yeah, well, this is going to be the Dublin edition of this show. We did it already at the Hackney Empire in London back in May. And that just grew out of an idea that Tom Cole from Fontaines had with this guy Campbell Baum, who runs a small sort of folk promoters record label called Broadside Hacks over here in London. And they were just doing a weekend of Irish music, I should say, at the Moss Club in Hackney, which is a little folk club. And Tom got the idea of doing, it's 40 years since Red Roses came out. So why don't we, you know, also on one of the nights of the weekend, do something about that. And they got in touch with me, and it kind of grew from there. It became apparent very quickly that the Moss Club was far too small to contain this beast that we'd unleashed. So we moved it to Hackney Empire, which itself was probably also too small, but it's such a beautiful venue and worked so well for what we were trying to do that, and that just was that was an amazing night. It was really a really special night. I think a lot of people seemed to come away from that with I think we gave a lot of people a lift, it just seemed, you know, the obvious thing, the logical thing seemed to be, well, you know, let's try and do this again. So I'm hoping to recreate the Hackney show as closely as possible. I mean, obviously, it's not certain that all the guests I had in Hackney will be available for Dublin, but we're working on putting it'll be a really good roster of guests anyway. I should also say that it's not only myself, but Jen Finer and Jane Stanley from the Pogues will be there as well.
It'll obviously be quite a poignant occasion. It's it'll be just after the first anniversary of Shane McGowan's passing, and I know there's other longtime members of the Pogues that have passed away as well, Daryl Hunt and, of course, Philip Chevron. It will be quite a poignant occasion.
It will be, yeah. I mean, it's also actually it's a day before the anniversary of Kirsty's death as well, Kirsty McColl's death. So it is. It's always been quite a poignant time of year since we tragically lost Kirsty, and now, of course, with having lost Shane last year, and as you say, Daryl and Philip, not so very long ago, you know. There's going to be, I think they're going to be looking down on us, going sort of, yeah, well, that sounds all right.
And can we expect all the Pogues, the Pogues classics, including, of course, from that debut album?
Yeah, there's going to be the whole of the debut album. I can tell you now, the one song that we won't be doing that's on the, what we're doing is the expanded version, the expanded edition of the of Red Roses For Me, just simply to, you know, give us a bit more of a show, plus maybe a couple of other things as well. It's Christmas time, so who knows, you know. There's always a song that suggests itself at Christmas time when the Pogues are around, so. we'll probably have to nod in that direction.
I can't think what song you're referring to, Spider.
The title escapes me for the moment.
Yeah. That's definitely something to look forward to. Now, just before you go, can I ask you, Spider, like 40 years of the Pogues, what has it meant to you to be a Pogue over the last 40 years? It must have been a hell of a ride.
It really, the Pogues were a brilliant band, are a brilliant band to be in. Back in the 80s, I don't know. I remember a conversation I had with, I think it was Jem, on the very first tour we did when we supported Elvis Costello. And I just had this kind of epiphany that, you know, we're the best band in the world. And I said this to Jem, and he kind of nodded, sort of considered it, and came up to me after the last show on that tour and said, "Do you still think that we're the best band in the world?" And I was like, "Yeah, and I do." And I think you have to sort of think that if you're in a band you're doing anything like that, you've got to feel at least at some point, this is just brilliant, and no one else is quite like this. Without being big-headed about it, I'm just saying that there's, you get a sort of sense of yourselves and what you're doing. I also want to say that nowadays, in the last few years, since bands like Lancome and the Mary Wallopers and all those people have started coming out of Ireland, and to sort of hear the sort of, like, you know, the appreciation of the Pogues. Same, actually. I mean, I know Fontaine's sonically are not similar, but they have, you know, that they also kind of like give us a nod. I know, is that kind of thing makes you feel that, you know, you really have done something worthwhile. You sort of actually, you've given something back collectively that you may not have possibly anticipated, you know, something that you might not have anticipated happening. I guess you always maybe hope that something like that might happen, but, you know, it's really been quite humbling, actually.
Well, it is an extraordinary legacy. It's hard to believe it's 40 years. I have a brother-in-law who saw you in one of your very first concerts. I think you were doing a favour for a friend and played a wedding, and he said it was one of the best gigs he'd ever seen.
That was, oh, yeah. Down in, it was somewhere down in Wiltshire in England, yeah.
He said it was quite a night.
It was, yeah. It's quite a mess, if I remember rightly, but in a positive way.
Yeah, in a positive way. Listen, it sounds brilliant. Thanks so much for talking to us. As I say, tickets go on sale today. The Tree Arena, quite an occasion to look forward to. The celebration of the 40th anniversary of the debut album of the Pogues, Red Roses for Me. Spider Stacey of the Pogues, thank you so much for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
Thanks very much. It's been fun.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.